You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here with the weather forecast from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
Let's talk about the weather post-Memorial Day and the beginning of summer. We're still out a few days from the actual beginning of summer. What can you tell us?
Well, you know, what we're seeing, Todd, is a evolution of an early summer pattern showing up on our weather forecast charts now. We are still, at least here in the short term, not looking at anything too warm. There's nothing hot coming, but we do see a little bit more of a steady temperature regime developing for the Midwest and the Corn Belt, where the ups and downs won't be so up or down. And yes, we'll continue to have chances for some shower and thunderstorm activity, but it's going to be a pattern which it's going to be occasional. Nothing's going to set up shop and last for too long. So I would certainly put the next week to 10 days in the category of pretty much optimum conditions developing as we get into the first 10 days of June.
And what exactly does that mean in the form of temperature and precipitation?
Well, you're looking at temperatures that are going to be riding very close to normal, maybe slightly above normal, and precipitation, shower, and thunderstorm chances coming through about every 3 days or so. Now, amounts are going to vary, but you take these scattered showers and these thunderstorms and you bring them through every 2 or 3 days, odds are they're going to get just about everybody with, you know, probably a half to inch and a half of rainfall, and that would be over the next 7 to 10 days.
Any trouble spots this early in the season that we need to worry about any place across the planet or in the nation?
Well, certainly Texas. The Southern Plains has seen just a tremendous amount of flooding and severe weather. This is something that we've been concerned about since the advent of the strong El Nino that developed late last year and is now reverting to an La Nina, but we're still seeing those El Nino impacts. Those areas will continue to be very wet in the Southern Plains here through the next 5 days, but then they'll start to see a bit of a break developing and dry out a bit as well.
Thanks so much for doing the job. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You can always listen to Don or any of our other meteorologists anytime you'd like on our website. Just visit WILLAG.org. There you'll find a link to the PM weather forecast. That's the afternoon weather forecast. And you can listen to all 5 of the weather people that we have on the Closing Market Report right there on WILLAG.org. That's WILLAG.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Closing Market Report is a production of the Land Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, the University of Illinois.